Hendricksville.
Aha!
Now, made funnier by the Infinity Lawyers, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Right, and welcome to the best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on 106.7 WJFK. I'm your host, the legendary Joe Ardinger. It's another steamer out there, everybody, but I'm sure we can all stay inside and stay cool today. Don and Mike coming up live at 3, and you do want to listen, although I don't have my prize sheet out, and I don't see it in front of me, but I can guarantee you there's lots of prizes in the prize closet for them to give away to you for listening. Now let's get into the best of Don and Mike. You know, and I have firsthand knowledge of this because I screen all your wonderful calls all day long. And sometimes Don and Mike do a bit, and it's inevitable that one of you doesn't quite get where they're coming from. And that's what we got from Carlos on the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Don and Mike Show.
Hi, just wanted to call and say that I was going through the Penthouse magazine of this month, and you remember the phone calls you were making out of Harry Potter?
Yeah.
They're actually, I came across one of these Penthouse forms, supposed to be the best of the year or whatever, and the old guy was reading this dirty things, whatever. They're actually reading verbatim from a...
We've got a
real genius on the phone.
Yeah. We've got a bright one here. What's your name, my friend?
It's Carl.
And you got to be calling from Sacramento, right?
No, sir. I'm calling from Philadelphia.
From Philly?
Yes.
Yeah. That's the joke, Carl.
So I
did not understand it. I'm sorry.
What do you mean you didn't understand it?
I thought it was curious. I thought you were, when you were reading it last night, I thought you were saying, you know, that you were cutting them off in the dirty parts, obviously.
Yeah?
Yes.
What don't you understand?
We're about to do that bit again right now. I tell you what, I'm going to leave you on
hold.
Thanks
for pulling back the curtain, though.
I'm going to leave you on hold, and we'll find out what you don't understand about it, okay?
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
All right, no. Stay right there, and we'll see if we can help walk you through this. You know, I think, Mike, what with all the stuff with Robert and the police and that guy,
yeah,
we need just a moment to chill out.
Yeah.
Bill O'Reilly, thought for the day from Billy O'Reilly.
I'm sorry I raped that lady.
Oh, dear.
Ooh.
Wow. My, oh, my.
I was not the happiest.
That was thought. Not the best chill out I've ever heard.
That was the Bill O'Reilly thought of the day. And as Carlos from Philadelphia was indicating, yes, indeed, starting Friday, it's the brand new Harry Potter movie. And yesterday late in the show, we called the Harry Potter line, and we're going to call it again now because you get all kinds of opportunities to hear stuff about products and the movie and, you know, crazy promotional tie-ins. And there it's ringing right now, calling the Harry Potter hotline. Who knows when it'll be today?
You've reached the Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets special phone line. If you'd like to hear this in English, press 1. If you're Carlos and you'd like to hear it in Spanish, press 2 right now. Estupido, 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 estupido. You've reached Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. For advanced ticket information, press 1.
I don't want that.
To find out how you can get exciting Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets merchandise, press 2.
No.
Or to hear the new Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets story, press 3.
Ah, that's what I want.
The voice on the phone said, meet me in the balcony for the first matinee. Polly had always been my fantasy girl, and the idea of living out another one with her was almost too much to handle. I watched time crawl past slowly. As the hour approached, I told the boss I needed to take off. Driving to the theater and wondering what was on Polly's mind caused my excitement to build. After purchasing my ticket, I went straight to the darkened balcony. The movie had started, but the balcony was empty, and I settled into a seat to wait. After a few minutes, I felt a pair of hands slide over my shoulders and felt her tongue as the tip slid up my neck, stopping only for a moment at my earlobe.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry I'm late. But this performance is worth waiting for, she said.
Wow.
Sliding into the seat next to me. I reached to kiss her, but she pushed me back, saying, look what I brought you. Sliding her raincoat open, she revealed she was naked, except for a single black ribbon around her throat.
Wow. I had to cut it off.
Yeah.
There, you see?
Had to.
The problem is, it's Harry Potter, but the guy on the phone appears to be Harry Morgan, who played Colonel Potter on MASH.
Right. Is that how that works?
And he's not reading children's fables at all.
No, not at all.
They're X-rated stories that sound like they could come right out of Penthouse Magazine.
And maybe they actually do. What's up with that?
Let's check in with Carlos from Philly.
Hello, Carlos.
Carlos?
Yeah.
All right, so, may we answer any questions for you about this bit?
I'd rather not, actually. My daughter just came into my car.
But again, Carlos, your question, I think you could ask us a question without offending your daughter.
Yeah, no, I just came across a couple of lines that reminded me of that, and that's why I understand.
What do you think? There was some big conspiracy, Carlos?
No.
Well, what's your point?
My point was that it was I thought this guy was making these things up. I didn't know they were actually coming from somewhere. You understand? That was all my point.
What does it matter?
It doesn't matter at all.
And Carlos, may I ask you something?
Yes, sir.
What were you doing reading letters to Penthouse?
Just, you know what you said. Just reading.
Yeah, just reading. And where is Mamacita? For the little one.
It's right next to me.
Ah, she's right next to you?
Hey, Carlos.
So your wife is there?
Oh, no.
When I said Mamacita, that's what I meant. The baby.
He wouldn't get that either. Because I really firmly believe Carlos doesn't understand anything that's going on.
No, I understand.
You understand what we were doing, though?
Yeah, I understand.
Well, then tell us.
Explain the bit to us.
No, explain the bit to us. I don't understand the bit, sir. I don't follow the show. I just came across when you were listening.
What?
I just thought that I didn't even
why did
want
you
to
call?
Come to the air.
Why did you call, though?
Why? Because I thought it was curious. That's all.
What was curious?
When the whole world knows that we're reading out of Penthouse Magazine.
Okay.
Carlos?
Yes, sir.
Now, let me really dumb it down so even you get it. Because I think you're going to enjoy the comedy here. Are you familiar with the TV show MASH?
Yeah.
Remember MASH? It was a bunch of doctors in the war in Korea?
Yes.
All right. Do you remember the guy who was Colonel Potter on that show?
Yeah.
All right. His name is Harry Morgan. Now, my friend Mike does a dead-on impression of Harry Morgan.
How are you, Carlos?
And if you put the character that he played on MASH, his last name was Potter. And in real life, the guy's name is Harry Morgan. So if you put his real name together with the name you had on MASH, what do you get?
Yeah, Harry Potter.
No, Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. So you get Harry Potter. And who's the hottest star of books and magazines and movies for kids?
Yeah, Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. So, now, get ready to laugh, Carlos. Imagine the fun when we announce we're going to call the Harry Potter hotline, and it's actually Harry Morgan reading pornography.
Yeah, I understand.
Do you know what I hate more than just about anything in the whole wide world, Carlos? You know what that is?
What?
I hate it when we have to explain a joke. Especially when it's my joke. Nothing makes me angrier.
But I love it. Sometimes I love it, especially when it has to be such a long, drawn-out explanation. And I would bet you dollars to donuts, he still doesn't get it.
I would bet also.
Isn't it funny, Carlos?
Yeah.
Carlos?
Yes.
All right, now explain the bit to me. Now that we've laid it out for you, explain it to me.
I understand that you were reading pornographic things, imitating as it was Harry Potter.
Well, no, we're not really reading pornographic things because actually we have to kind of edit those things when we read them, Carlos.
We're reading
out of a men's magazine.
And we're reading as if it were actually... Who's doing the reading?
Harry Potter.
Mike. Harry Potter. Yes. Well, it's Mike, but it's Harry Potter.
Yeah.
You see that now you're laughing.
I am laughing and I'm an imbecile.
There you go.
Thank you, Carlos.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Have a nice day.
You know, something tells me when we call the Harry Potter line, and we're going to call it one more time.
It might be a different story.
I bet we get a story maybe about a guy from Philly named Carlos.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. But you know what else is funny?
What?
You just got to get the mental picture of Carlos. And all of a sudden, he gets like through three paragraphs and he goes, "Hey, I heard this on the radio today."
Hello, you've reached the Harry Potter in the Chamber of Secrets hotline. To get advanced ticket information, press 1. To find out all about the exciting new Harry Potter in the Chamber of Secrets merchandise, press 2. To hear today's Carlos story, press 3.
Oh, that's what I want.
I was walking down the streets of Philadelphia, minding my own business, when suddenly a man came out of an alley. He was bleeding profusely from the forehead. He said his name was Carlos, and he was so stupid that he had accidentally walked into a wall. Twice now it had happened to him, he said, and he was suffering contusions and a concussion. Well, I tapped Carlos on the shoulder and said, "You should always pay attention to what you're doing when you eat that big plate of..." Thank you, Carlos, and have a nice day. But as I said that to him, he looked at me with confused, glazed eyes, and he didn't know what was going on, but he did have... all over his face.
I wonder if he was in this country legally.
Carlos was in this country illegally.
Ah.
That's right. He'd come across the border years ago. And one of the great problems Carlos had was understanding American humor. Oh, he could understand his native humor fine. But when he got to the States, all American comedians' jokes lost on him totally and completely. But it didn't matter because he was happy to be here where he can get all the... he could eat. Yeah. And he loves reading Penthouse Forum day in, day out. You see, Carlos is a bit compulsive about that. He does it morning, noon, and night.
Doesn't
As a matter of fact, the entire day for Carlos consists of and eating. That's all for the Harry Potter Chamber of Secrets hotline. Thank you, and call back soon.
Wow, it's not often you get a personalized call from Harry.
Pretty amazing stuff.
Pretty nutty coincidence.
Wow. That's,
hello.
It's amazing.
Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don. It's Don.
Hi, Don.
And you know what? I actually got the joke the very first time you did it, and it's really funny.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I get jokes.
Listen to
Let
this.
Me just say this.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
It doesn't.
Absolutely
it doesn't.
Not.
It really doesn't. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yo, I don't get it.
Hey, is this Bitter Ann?
I need to talk to you, goddammit.
Why?
It sounds like a sampler.
Oh, this is not really Bitter Ann?
Huh. That's weird.
I thought it was BN.
Hey,
hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I got a problem. I'm on hold with people. Don't you guys hate it when you're on hold and you have the worst music ever?
Try calling our agent's office.
Oh, my God.
Our agent, classical masterpieces. Right. Then there's heavy classical. Then there's light classical. And then there's, you know, shoot yourself in the head classical.
And it's at such a level that you can barely hear it.
Right. It's like...
Hello. Wow, what's going on there? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Tonight, part of the American spirit is for our citizens to exercise their duty. And their duty is to cast a vote.
Okay, and there's a guy just laughing at himself. I love that.
There's a guy.
He just amused at himself.
Duty. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Mike, Don, as a transplant from San Diego to Sacramento, I have one thing to say.
It's the crying guy.
Yeah. Get me out of here!
I don't think that was the crying guy. I think it was just a guy that was depressed.
Oh, he sounded like the crying guy.
He did at the beginning.
No, not the crying guy. Just a very depressed guy that was transplanted from San Diego.
All right,
to Sacramento.
Well, you sure do sound like the crying guy.
That's culture shock, San Diego to Sacramento.
Hello, Don Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, guys, that Carlos bit just now?
Yeah.
Funniest freaking thing I've heard in
probably 12 years.
Yeah, thank God for guys like Carlos.
Absolutely. Yeah.
They make the show.
I couldn't stop laughing. I almost wrecked my car.
Love Carlos. And I love the mental picture of him naked, just with a big sombrero.
And somewhere, probably like right in the middle of the throes of ecstasy when he suddenly goes, oh, I've discovered a conspiracy. They were saying that they were making it up when, in fact, they were reading it right out of the magazine. How can I possibly achieve right now?
Hello, Dynamite.
Hey, Carlos, no funny. Me get joke. Me love you. Long, long time.
All right. Goodbye. Hi, Dynamite.
Did you ever read about a frog who dreamed of being a king and then became one? Well, except for the names and a few other changes. If you talk about me, the story's the same one.
What is wrong with people?
I'm New York City born and raised, but nowadays I've lost between two shores.
It's a Neil Diamond song.
Wrong? I don't hear anything wrong.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Howard Stern Show.
Here's the bottom line. I want out of this place. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of this smelly studio. I'm sick of the freezing air conditioning. I'm sick of it. I'm sickened to death by everybody.
The Howard Stern Show. Brought to you by Radley Acura, Bailey's Crossroads. Mornings at 6 on 106.7 WJFK.
Wendy's, where you can eat great even late. Anything on the menu made fresh. Just drive through Wendy's late night pickup window open till at least 1 a.m. Another reason why it's better at Wendy's.
Tonight at 10 on FX. Don't miss an all-new episode of Basic Cable's number one new series. Dennis Leary stars in Rescue Me. Tonight, it's a firefighter's worst nightmare when he responds to a call.
Get back. Looks like they're pulling a kid out of that car.
And the victim is his own flesh and blood.
Your daughter has sustained trauma to the head.
If God takes my little girl tonight, I'm going to want to know why.
See why critics call Rescue Me the best since The Sopranos.
Some chick named Nez here to see you.
Who is she?
Ex-girlfriend.
Greatest piece I ever had.
Thrillingly raw and risky.
In bed, she's in the Hall of Fame. Out of bed, she's a nightmare.
And Rave, it's the best new show on TV.
Tell her I died in a fire.
They save lives, but who saves them?
Blood. I'm after you. Bam. Now you got another name.
Yeah, chicks. Bury the manly.
Miss Dennis Leary in an all-new Rescue Me. Tonight at 10, only on FX. Viewer discretion advised.
So this guy, Corey, who just got promoted down at the office, is a real piece of work.